The Young Curators Project gives young people the chance to put together their own exhibition of artworks at the Ruaraidh Arts Centre in Tallaght. That exhibition, called Approaching the Landscape, opened at Ruaraidh last Friday night, and our reporter AB Philbin Bowman went along to speak to some of those involved. AB is with me in studio now. The project itself, AB, how did it get to the point it's at right now?
Well, it started last year, Sean, and they actually had 9 curators. It was partly financed by the Northern Irish Department of Finance, and they curated a touring exhibition which was called Unfold. And this year Ruaraidh wanted to keep the project going, and they've taken a more local approach, so they held an open submission for curators back in November, and 3 people were selected, and they then visited a number of galleries including Basic Space, Fire Station and Monster Truck Studios, and met with 29 different artists. And from that they then selected the works which appear in this exhibition, Approaching the Landscape. Now, I spoke to the facilitator of the overall project, who's the artist Jane Fogarty, about the role of curators in contemporary art and the importance of giving young people the opportunity to curate an exhibition early on in their careers.
Not everybody has gone to art college, not everybody has a degree, and there has to be some way of framing and presenting, and that's where the role of the curator comes in. Curation has taken on a whole new realm in the past 10 years or so. It's a hugely important role in contemporary art. It provides a framework and a context in which to view art through. It's a way of then presenting that to an audience that might know nothing about contemporary art. It's a way of mediating the artist's intentions. The importance of offering those opportunities is, well, the future's in the hands of the youth, and Ruaraidh is a community art centre that wants to provide these opportunities to younger generations, and the more experience you can get through it, the better.
That's Jane Fogarty there, the facilitator of the Young Curators Project. AB, the curators themselves then, this year there are 3 involved. Who are we talking about and what sort of level are they at?
So we have Sarah Usher, who has an MA in Visual and Material Culture from Edinburgh College of Art and a BA in Design and Visual Communications from DIT. And the other 2 curators, Rachel Kennedy and Matthew Fitzgerald, are both undergraduate students in digital media at the Institute of Technology in Tallaght. And the curator I spoke to, Michael Fitzgerald, said that as a media student, he'd always looked at video as either part of a television programme or a film or maybe a web series, but the idea that video could just be art for art's sake hadn't really sort of struck him before in that way. And he also confessed that when he was in school, he really loved geography and he was always fascinated by Tallaght and Tallaght's story. And he's particularly passionate about the need for a community art centre to make work that appeals to everybody in the community. And this is what he had to say about that.
Tallaght's huge, this is like over 700,000 people or something like that. And with all the secondary schools and young people and stuff like that, it's a great opportunity that so many people just pass by. So we're really conscious of trying to engage the general public, not people who will go on the opening night and, you know, we'll just have, but trying to get people in throughout the whole month that the exhibition is running to hit people on a gut level. Because that's one thing we were very conscious of when we were piecing the show together, was that if you don't want to go and see the show that you're making, why make it? I think it's important that, especially in a community art centre, that it is community-based and it's for the community and they can relate to it, because there would be nothing worse than going and then coming out 5 minutes later, scratching your head, being like, what was that about? Because then I would think that we would have failed as a community project. This is for you, by people from your area.
That's Matthew Fitzgerald there, one of the young curators who has put together the exhibition Approaching the Landscape at Ruaraidh Arts Centre in Tallaght. AB, you were one of the people who was there on opening night, as we heard there. What describe your evening to us?
Well, there are 2 rooms for this gallery. One of them is much lighter than the other, and the darker one is kind of the bigger room. And there's an awful lot of visual art, particularly paintings, and unfortunately it's quite hard to get to, you know, convey those over the airwaves. One of the painters I spoke to was Margaret Corcoran, and some of her work comes from a collection she called the Consideration Series. And this was inspired by Chinese immigrants coming here to work. So she painted a variety of landscapes from France, Japan, China, but all in a very traditional Chinese style, which is something she's been interested in since childhood. And There's also two very intriguing sculptures by Jason Deans, which follow the form of electric pylons that you'd see dotted around the landscape, you know, holding up power lines. So they're that exact shape. But firstly, the scale of them is much, much smaller. So they're kind of about human height. And then secondly, instead of being made out of metal, they're made out of wood. So they just feel much more organic. And I spoke to a number of people about these sculptures. Firstly, Matthew Fitzgerald, the curator who you just heard a moment ago. Secondly, Lily Heller, who's one of the other artists in this project. And thirdly, a member of the public who spoke to me as well. And you'll hear all three of them in short order.
You drive past pylons numerous times during the day, and we kind of want to show that this is an important part of our culture. He's done so much research into it. Like, he's emailed the ESB and asked them, can I get your blueprints for every pylon you've ever done? And they sent it to him. He showed me a photograph of the blueprint. I thought that was a piece of art itself, like how precise it was.
I think it makes you think very far at the same time as feeling something really physical because of the scale of it and because of the shape and because of the material. I think it's really clever.
And it kind of resembles something industrial, maybe for electricity or something, but it looks kind of nice because it's in a different material maybe. It looks almost warm. We're in Tala, so there's a lot of industrial, kind of with the Lewis and stuff, and this actually makes it look... And also there's the craft as well of the joints, which is really, really nice. And it makes kind of nice shadows on the ground, maybe because of the lighting is lovely. But I think just the materiality of it makes it a little bit more human or something.
Reem Al-Saba there, a recent architecture graduate, in fact, one of those attending the opening night of Approaching the Landscape. And the other two voices you heard in that clip were Lily Heller and Matthew Fitzgerald, who are both maybe two of the young curators involved.
Matthew Fitzgerald's a curator and Lily Heller is one of the artists. And it's interesting that Reem Al-Saba there, in her comment, she just mentioned it being in Tala. So that idea of this speaking to the local community and appealing to people from the locality, I think that has got through without them even, you know, necessarily collaborating or talking about it.
Yeah.
That is obvious there.
Other works that caught your eye on the evening?
Well, there's one very imposing dark flag with a central symbol in the middle. It looks like kind of like some kind of alien insignia. And it has sort of it's got a glittery kind of mirror ball kind of finish, which gives it a sort of reflective outerworldly sense. And the artist there is Connor Mary Foy, and he said it's kind of inspired by science fiction writing and also notions of power and sort of fascism and fascist history. One of the video pieces, he also made two video pieces, and one of them is shot in sort of beautiful Irish woodland. We see these two masked figures in leather coats carrying pickaxe handles, and it's quite sinister. You know, it brings up ideas about like the Troubles, or it looks like a scene from Love, Hate, or even The Sopranos. And as these men are sort of walking through, we assume they're men, they're masked, dressed in quite masculine clothing, we see a third figure, again in a mask, hiding, also with a pickaxe handle. And the whole thing is incredibly tense. And you start sort of watching, you know, clearly somebody's going to find somebody and there's going to be bloodshed. And the tension builds rather brilliantly. And then the screen goes blank. And you feel, I've been completely cheated here. This is what's going on? Where's the conclusion? So I asked Connor Mary Foy to explain to me why he had built up all this tension and then gone nowhere with it. And this is the answer that he gave.
Sometimes if you provide an easy conclusion to things like that, people don't think about it again. You know, whereas if you make it slightly more problematic, then generally it has a bit more mileage in a person's imagination. One of the things I like about masks is that people stop seeing the characters as people. So if you're using actors and stuff, people read emotions and things into their faces that they're not that aren't necessarily present, and read connections to people that they know and things like that. Whereas they almost, when people are wearing masks, people almost become symbols.
Conor Mary Foy there talking to our reporter A.B. Philbin-Bowman. The exhibition Approaching the Landscape, featuring Conor's work and the work of four other artists, is currently running at the Ruaidh Red Arts Centre in Tala. That's at the end of the Red Lewis line beside the Square Shopping Centre in Tala. Admission is free. It runs until August the 31st. Full details on the website ruaidhred.ie.